Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a woman, Ellen, and her neighbour, Steve, about living in a small town called Littleport. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, I'm Ellen Jones. I'm your new neighbour.
Hello, Steve Brown. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Littleport. Where did you live before?
I used to work in New York. I came back to this country last month.
Oh, really? My firm sometimes sends me to the States on business trips. But I'm always pleased to get home again. New York's so busy and noisy.
Oh, that's true, but I loved it. There's always lots going on, so it's very exciting. Anyway, tell me about what there is to do here in Littleport.
Well, I'm in the Drama Society. We perform plays or musicals twice a year. We're always looking for new members.
I'm no good at acting or singing.
That doesn't matter. You could help behind the stage with the lights or something like that.
Well, I'm not sure. When's your next show?
Actually, it's next weekend. We're doing a musical.
Are you in it?
Yes, I certainly am. Would you like to buy a ticket?
Well, thanks for asking, but I've already got something planned. Are there any other clubs, like sports clubs, for example?
There's the tennis club. Then there's the football club. But you wouldn't be interested in that.
Why not? Maybe they have a women's team. Women like playing football too, you know. Anyway, is there a health club or a gym in the town? I used to go regularly in New York.
Yes, and it's got a nice exercise room and swimming pool.
Oh, I must join. Do you know if it's expensive?
About £24 a month. But there's one problem. There's a waiting list of about a year. All you have to do is get a form and fill it in.
Oh, great. I don't think Littleport is going to suit me.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm Ellen Jones. I'm your new neighbour.
Hello, Steve Brown. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Littleport. Where did you live before?
I used to work in New York. I came back to this country last month.
Oh, really? My firm sometimes sends me to the States on business trips, but I'm always pleased to get home again. New York's so busy and noisy.
Oh, that's true, but I loved it. There's always lots going on, so it's very exciting. Anyway, tell me about what there is to do here in Littleport.
Well, I'm in the Drama Society. We perform plays or musicals twice a year. We're always looking for new members.
I'm no good at acting or singing.
That doesn't matter. You could help behind the stage with the lights or something like that.
Well, I'm not sure. When's your next show?
Actually, it's next weekend. We're doing a musical.
Are you in it?
Yes, I certainly am. Would you like to buy a ticket?
Well, thanks for asking, but I've already got something planned. Are there any other clubs, like sports clubs, for example?
There's the tennis club, then there's the football club, but you wouldn't be interested in that.
Why not? Maybe they have a women's team. Women like playing football too, you know. Anyway, is there a health club or a gym in the town? I used to go regularly in New York.
Yes, and it's got a nice exercise room and swimming pool.
Oh, I must join. Do you know if it's expensive?
About £24 a month. But there's one problem. There's a waiting list of about a year. All you have to do is get a form and fill it in.
Oh, great. I don't think Littleport is going to suit me.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet.